Late last year, various groups from the education and disability sectors launched the Education for All campaign. The campaigners are calling on the Ministry of Education to promote greater inclusivity for students with disabilities. This is despite the Ministry's special education update, an overhaul in the provision of additional learning support. One of the groups behind the campaign is the Inclusive Education Action Group. I speak with one of their members, Trish Grant, about the current state of support for students with disabilities.
There is a policy in place and funding in place, but clearly there are some real problems. As we've heard on the radio this morning, that schools are not getting what they need to deal with the challenges in front of them. For many, many years now, families are saying that their children aren't being taught, aren't being welcomed at their local school, aren't being taught by teachers who know how to teach them, and that there's not enough resources in place, that's human resources and financial, to do the best job possible. So, and the schools are saying the same thing. So clearly we've got some problems. The ministry is rolling out a new approach that will take time for it to gain momentum. And I think the ministry has also said, you know, things haven't been working well in the past and we need to have a new approach. So, you know, we've got some opportunities going forward, but certainly families and children are not getting what they need, nor our schools.
And so how can this situation be improved by the government?
Well, I think they need to invest in children and invest in schools to ensure that no child is left behind, that all children get what they need to learn at school and be welcome to be part of school life. So, yeah, and it's not just about dollar resourcing, it's about investing in the people. So the ministries are rolling out communities of learning now, so schools can work together in one area to access the specialist support that they might need. So there are some glimmers of hope in the future, but many, many children today are not getting a fair deal at school.
And just finally, how can people concerned about this get involved?
Oh, well, I think they can. I mean, it's election year this year, isn't it? I mean, I think that more people need to be involved in this campaign for change. This is about disabled children's human rights. It's about not just it being about them, it's about schools as well. It's supporting children and families in schools to so that everyone can get the best out of the education system. So I think it's lobbying local MPs, it's lobbying the Ministry of Education and the Minister, saying yes, there is a good plan in place, but actually right now we need a lot more investment. The government's rolling out a social investment approach. These children and the in schools require a better investment. This is a human rights issue, really, for children and young people. We think that inclusive education and getting a great experience in your local school really sets the formula really for a good life and community for the rest of your life. So going to school alongside your brothers and sisters and friends that you make, that's going to keep those connections for life. And we think that inclusive education is the best way to develop the kind of society where everyone's lives are valued and where we really live this diversity. You know, so people have friends, they have jobs, they have a really good life and community and are not just living on the edges. And